That information came through to us on Thursday last when the department engineers and the county engineers met up, and it's something totally, that's totally unacceptable, because, I mean, it's so ridiculous to even think that they could possibly close that down and hand it back and hand the responsibility back to Donegal County Council. The department, I think, have a great cheek in them. I mean, I know the budget was cut from 17 million to 10 million, but they actually sort of allocated 104,000 to Greencastle. It's basically saying, right, let's close it down.
They say they want to make it safe. The truth is, the consensus in the chamber is that money is not going to make this safe. It's actually created more of a problem than before they started work.
Quite right. It's created more of a problem. They have spent approximately 8 million on this project already. 5 million of that approximately has been spent on boulders, all that type of stuff that have gone into the partly built breakwater, and what's actually going to happen, and it's not rocket science, they're talking of closing it down from 5 to 10 years. Now, as we all know, you close it down, heavy seas, heavy tides, spring tides, those boulders are going to wash out on into the harbour, and when that happens, the boats are going to be even in more danger than they were before the project actually started. And quite frankly, guys, like this here, you might as well take up 5 million of taxpayers' money and just go out and dump it into the sea, because that's precisely what they're doing.
But the problem is with the best will in the world, the whole council can get down to Dublin and talk to the relevant ministers. Are they going to change their mind on this?
Well, we felt, or the Greencastle Users Committee felt, they were getting somewhere when they went to meet the Taoiseach down Dublin there a number of weeks ago. But obviously, you know, it was a wasted journey, quite frankly.
Is she blaming the council?
Well, the feedback coming back, yes, was from the Mary Harney and from the minister. They were basically saying that the council didn't play their role in it. But I mean, that's just a red herring. That's just, they're just playing politics with a very, very important issue. As I said in the outset when I got up to speak there today, in my 5 years, it'll probably be one of the most important motions that I can bring up. We've also, you know, it's Greencastle, it depends so much on the fishing industry. I know people are tired listening to me say it, but 1982, there was a recession in Ireland. We knew nothing of the recession in Ireland because the fishing was booming. It's so, so important to the whole community, not just in any zone itself, but all over Donegal.